Have you felt the world has lost its mind? That people don't have common sense anymore? Don't fear. This Common Sensocrat is here and you're not alone. You may agree, disagree, or just want to listen. If you're always up for a good time with some humor and some real talk, then you are in the right place. I'm going to update you all with the latest news in politics, culture, lifestyle, fashion, so much more. I am your host, Carrington Rowe, so gear up for the harshest truth, not the sweetest lie. Let's go. Hey, Common Sensocrats, welcome back to Fun Friday with Princess Chloe. Princess Chloe, welcome back. Thank you for having me in your Common Sensocrat fam. Is it all right that I call them my family? I feel like I'm a part of the family now. Oh, you most certainly are. Yes, we had a lot of rave reviews about you, so. Oh, good, good. I'm so excited. Wow, you are in a really good mood today. Well, I mean, it's school musical. We're going to be into the school musical from the Prince here in the show. Oh, right. Yeah, we were having a conversation, guys, about School Musical Part 1, which is the episode of The Prince, which is episode 9, School Musical Part 1, that we were discussing it and we were thinking, well, it can't be like the Zac Efron High School Musical, right? It can't be, obviously. Oh, no. Although, maybe an animated Zac Efron would be super hot. Maybe. But, God, I feel so old thinking about him in High School Musical, though. I know. Well, how would you know? I guess they did have High School Musical over in the UK, didn't they? Oh, absolutely. They showed it a lot. Probably not as much as in the United States, but they definitely showed it to us in the UK quite a bit. It's so much fun. Oh, gosh. I feel like you're about to sing. Please don't sing. Oh, no, I won't. I have a terrible voice. Very awful. I don't think so. I heard you singing in the shower a little bit and you were jamming. You sounded pretty good. Oh, you were listening to me in the shower? Well, not in a creepy way. Oh, okay, good. Because I was like, hey. All right, yes, I know that look. It's only fair that since I invaded your space in the beginning, I guess you can invade my space later. In the time of me staying. Well, yeah, it's only fair. But yeah, so this is School Musical Part 1. So, but I definitely don't think Zac Efron is going to be in this one, unfortunately. I know. So, oh well. But let's get into this, shall we? Let's just go ahead and get right in. So again, if you've all been listening to my Fun Fridays, everybody, we've been skipping the intro. It has all of the big London iconic buildings like Big Ben, Tower Bridge, Shakespeare Globe. Of course, Buckingham Palace is the final one you see because it's set at Buckingham Palace for the most part. So, excuse me. Let's get into it, shall we? Yes.
Christie Brinkley swears by this thing. She put a whole skincare routine on Instagram.
She's putting a roll on his face.
Oh, and I practiced my audition song for the first time last night. And I have to tell you, I think it sounded better than the original cast recording.
I'm sure you're going to get a very good part in the school musical, sir.
Good part? What the fuck are you talking about? I'm going to get the best part, Owen. I'm going to get the lead. These kids don't stand a chance. Okay, keep going. I need a good contour.
My apologies, sir. That's what I meant. And what musical are you all putting on?
We're doing Oliver. I mean, how perfect is that?
Oliver.
All set, sir.
Ugh. Thanks for nothing, Christy Brinkley.
See, I knew it already. He was going to go for the lead role. The lead role. Of course he is. And by the way, not all lead roles are the best roles. There are some really amazing supporting roles that I would rather play personally. Oh, that's right. What is your best musical you've ever been in? Best musical? Oh gosh, that I've been in? Oh boy. Well, I did get the opportunity. I did. For those of you that don't know, my Common Sensocrat audience, I did get the opportunity to play Maureen in Rent for like a cabaret night. I'll have to find that tape somewhere. But yeah, that was so much fun. You did? I love Rent. You do? Oh, yes, they played it on the West End a lot. It's a really incredible musical. It is. I loved it. But yeah, it was so much fun. I got to play a little bit of Maureen. And I will say, though, my dream role to play, I know you didn't ask me this, but I know my dream role to play is Velma Kelly in Chicago. That is my dream role, if I ever get that opportunity, which I think I would nail it. I bet you would. You've got that sass. I bet you really could. Well, thanks, girl. You're welcome. All right. Oh, gosh. Now they're about to drag. Oh, gosh. They're dragging Prince Philip on the floor. Oh, Lord. Already we're getting into this. Oh, and by the way, before I move on to this, by the way, for those of you that understand beauty, he used a roller for depuffing your face. For those of you that know that, they have the thicker end and the lighter and the smaller end. The smaller end is for under your eyes and the thicker end is for like under your chin. And like he said, do some contouring. So if you don't know what that is, fine. But I just wanted to clarify what he was using in case you've never seen the show. So if you plan to, that is what he uses. So by the way, it is fabulous. I have one I keep in the freezer every night and I use it before I go to bed. And when I wake up in the morning, I do get that out and kind of, it's like a good refresher on the face. Although technically you should wash your face first before you use it. But oh well. Anyway, moving on.
I'm so sorry. I really thought I fucked him last night. Well, you didn't. And now he's dead. They're going to notice. Notice what? He's a fucking sock puppet. A scream here, a drool there. It's the little things. It's fine. It's fine. We just have to get through breakfast.
Oh, no.
Well, hello, everyone. You're being too obvious. Relax.
Morning, Grandpa.
Oh, no, they're doing a weekend at Bernie's.
Baby. Someone sounds chipper.
See?
Be any louder.
Yes?
Philip, you have to eat something. We have audiences later today.
Speaking of audiences, Mummy, I was hoping we could have a little audience of our own.
No.
Mummy, it would be good if we
move could... him.
So, George, I heard you're auditioning for Oliver today. Ugh.
Oh my god, I hope he's not really dead in the show. Like, that all, it's like, oh my gosh, no. Oh, that's terrible that they're doing a Weekend at Bernie's moment. Oh, that's terrible. Oh, but yeah, anyway. But that's amazing. What if we have a private audience of our own? Move him. They just don't, oh my gosh, they really portray them as to not have a great relationship, do they? Oh no, it's not good. Not good at all. But they have, I mean, unfortunately in real life, they have to have these conversations about him becoming king one day. And I'm sure she has everything ready for him when, you know, she goes, because when she dies, he becomes king. And, like I've said in the past shows, he won't make a good king. And I hate to say that, but he won't. He's too weak. He's a weakling. And I hate to say that about my uncle, but it's the truth. You know, he's not a very strong person. So, and the Queen knows that. So I don't know what's going to happen. I really don't. But we'll see. But I just love that. So, hey, you're auditioning for Oliver. Ugh. I know, it's so good. It's like the situation at the family table, like where your least favorite family member gets moved to sit in front of you or ends up sitting in front of you and you have to make conversation with them at dinner. And you're just like, oh Lord, why are we doing this? But anyway, actually, can I ask, like, who is your least favorite family member? Oh, do not put me on the spot. Oh no, I can't do that. Well, you did with me. I know. I can't say who. It's Harry. It's gotta be Harry. No, I love Harry. That's why I give him such a hard time. Ugh, well, I don't know. Because I have my list. I don't have the least favourite member. Oh, fine. I guess I will have to say Charles. Oh, I hate to say that. Uncle Charles. I hate to say it. But it's true. He's my least favourite. Not Camilla? I figured Camilla would be on your list of least favourite. No. At least Camilla, she's got a little bit more humour than Uncle Charles. That's why they work, apparently. Because she has more humour than him and he loves that. So, I don't really know. But anyway, let's move on, shall we? So I'm not any more on the spot. I don't want to get in any more trouble than I'm in. Oh, come on, you're in the United States. What can they do to you? I don't know, but I don't want to find out. All right, I'm sorry. Oh, God, you're on the bus.
Why are there so many people in our car? And why does it smell?
It's not a car, Harry, it's a bus. And it's not ours, this is public transportation.
Right, and we're going to...
work. We're going to work, Harry, because HGTV cancelled our show and we need money. So now I'm going to my class and you're...
Yes, yes, going to my new job and you can't get work acting. So now you're teaching it, which kind of makes sense and kind of doesn't.
Oh my God.
Well, this is me.
Need coffee.
You too.
Coffee shop. He's going to be a barista.
Hi, Harry. I'm Robert. I'm a screenwriter. And I'm also the shift manager here, and I'll be training you today.
I'm very excited.
Okay, let's just get into it. What's your favorite drink? We'll make that first.
I really love tea. I've always wanted to know how to make it. Is that too advanced?
Tea is probably our most basic drink other than water.
I'd love to know how to make that one, too.
You'd love to know how to make water?
Yes. Why, is that like a week two thing?
Oh my God. I don't... Oh my God. Harry is a barista. I can't. I don't know why that's so funny. But Harry is a barista. It kills me. I want to learn how to make tea. Oh, I know. The thing is really funny because yeah, tea is basic unless he needs to know about the like the vanilla chai or something like that. We put the cream into the whole thing. Maybe that's what he's thinking. Because again, that is a very British thing to do. You put the sugar cubes in. You put a little bit of cream and the tea bag. And you mix it up and have a lovely time. You just... Oh, tea, I really want some right now. Well, we're recording. But we are recording. So once we... You know... Get through that. Once we get through the recording, we'll make some tea. How about that? And since it is now after 5 o'clock, we can put some bourbon in it. Oh, I like that idea. All right, well, then let's get through this because now they're at the, looks like the auditions for Oliver.
I don't even know why I'm auditioning with you guys. I mean, I'm obviously a lock for Oliver. I doubt anyone else here is even a tenor.
I mean, we're all tenors. We're seven.
Hello, children. Welcome to auditions. I'm very excited to be directing this year's musical. Now, let's get started. First up, we have Sebastian.
Excuse me, Miss Kathy. Yeah, hi. Sorry. I'm actually on a super tight schedule, everyone, so I'm just going to go right now, if you all don't mind. Thanks.
Oh, my God.
Of course, sir. We know you're very busy.
Hi, this is from Dear Evan Hansen. It's about a kid who's a real nobody, like most of you. Hit it! On the outside, always looking in, will I ever be more than I've always been? Cause I'm tap, tap, tapping on the glass, waving through a window. I try to speak, but nobody can hear, so I... While I'm watching people pass, waving through a window. Can anybody see? Is anybody waving back at me?
Oh my God.
That was brilliant, George.
You're
guys. Wow, standing ovation.
I mean, I was pretty amazing.
Well, I think you found your Oliver, Miss Kathy.
I think you're right.
Everyone else can just be an urchin. And I'm gonna need an understudy to cover for me in rehearsals, so how about you do that too, Sebastian?
But, George, you haven't even heard me audition yet. I was going to sing something from Spring Awakening.
Aw, why don't you sing it tomorrow, dear?
I think that was a pretty tough act to follow.
Aww. It was also a tough act to listen to. You're gonna get us both killed.
You're gonna get us both killed? Oh my god, but that was just terrible. And I feel terribly just going right there. But of course, I always go to that moment where, of course, I'm in auditions and, you know, and you're listening to these other people audition and you're just like, you know, because they're either really flat or they don't, you know. But never, I don't care who you are. Like, I never have ever looked at a person and said, you suck. I've never said that to somebody ever in my life. Now, my facial expressions, for those of you that know me very well, my facial expressions usually tell you what I'm feeling. I don't hide that. So I did have a friend one time, funny story. I'll get into a little story here real quick. I did have my face like kind of cringing a little bit, just kind of my eyebrows, like kind of doing that little thing. Because every time she would hit the high note, it was nails on a chalkboard. And it was just, everybody was just like, uh-oh, we can't, you know, because this was probably early school days, like seventh, eighth, I forget. But it was, I forget which audition this was, but it was just, yeah, you feel for the people that do that though. But they're so, the thing that's a positive is that they're so brave for doing that. They're so brave. So you know what? If you want to do it, do it. Just do it, because, you know, why not? It's if you want to audition, I'd say go for it, because you'll know your true passion. You'll know. You'll know if you nailed it, basically. So, wow. So it sounds to me like you're a Prince George. Ouch. I don't mean voice wise, because I've also heard you sing in the shower, my love, and my love. Wow, that's a bit intimate for us. Well, what's true? I love your voice. Well, anyway, I'm just saying, wow. I feel like this is a pretty good friendship. Well, it is, I think so. But I'm being honest, you have a really lovely voice. And, you know, I just wish you weren't so critical. I'm not being critical. Just saying what happened. But it was, you know what you can do and you know what you can't do. But I'm just saying, don't be mean to the other kids if they're being brave enough to at least get on stage and audition for everybody. I'm saying that's very encouraging. Very encouraging. Well, good. I just don't want you to make fun of anybody. Oh! All right. I'm one to talk. But just saying. Yeah. I don't like to make fun of people. That's not what I like to do unless I'm making fun of, you know, political figures on my show or something like that. So, well, that's true. In that case, make fun away. Anyway, well then let's move on. We're back at Buckingham Palace, shall we? Hey, Common Sensocrats. Make sure to subscribe to this podcast wherever you get your podcasts. I'm on Spotify, Google, Apple, wherever you get your podcasts. I am also updating videos for my YouTube and Rumble channel, but definitely subscribe to those anyway. So hit that button that looks like a bell so you can immediately get notified when those videos are released. Like and follow on all of the social medias, Facebook, Twitter, and Getter, Instagram, TikTok, Telegram, and of course, follow me on commonsensocrats.locals.com. If you have any suggestions on topics that you want me to cover and or have any questions, don't hesitate to email common.sensocrat@gmail.com. And now, back to the show. What? are they doing?
It's all right, Greg. It happens. We've all forgotten to charge him. Let's fire it up.
Can I do it this time?
They're charging Prince Philip. Oh my god. So they're
training him. Training him.
Well, good news is it worked.
Someone needs to reset the circuit breaker.
I'll do it.
Oh, Kevin, thank you.
Pleasure. Delighted to help.
Channing Tatum!
Let's get him out.
Is he saying Channing Tatum? Hold on, I just need to pause that for a second. Is he literally saying Channing Tatum? It totally sounds like that's what he's saying. Oh my gosh, you know who Channing Tatum is, right? Oh, yes. God, he's hot too. God, you Americans are like the hottest men. See, we think sometimes opposite. Although, yes, we do. But we have really gorgeous men that do really well. You know, that yeah. Anyway, yes, we do. So, but hey, a lot of British men. Yowza. True. I know. We've got some gorgeous people in our country as well. You sure do. Anyway, let's move on and see, before I go on that little doze off and daydream about them, let's see what Kevin's up to, because it looks like he's about to plan his revenge, at least it's because he's going down into the cave where they made the tarts. Oh my gosh. Aww. Oh, he's having a flashback. So sad. All right, now we're back at the school. Now let's see what happens with the musical.
Thanks for coming, O. I'm gonna need all the help I can get now that I have to carry this fucking show on my back.
Of course, sir.
Hey, guys. Hey, bad news. You're actually in my dressing room. Oh, yeah. Miss, can you start moving your kids out of here? I think there's space in the hallway.
Oh, my God.
Take all your shit. Great. Now that that's taken care of, let's do a mirror here, a couch here, and vanity there. What else? Oh, let's see, let's see. Oh, maybe get me J-Lo and Mariah's riders and just add what they have, too.
Oh my god, to that man, just the fact that he goes right to the classroom and says, hey guys, you're in my dressing room, get out. Like, oh my god. And then like, oh my god, he's gonna make a classroom into a dressing room. I can't. It's... Oh, too many, in a way, too many memories came flashing back with this moment. And I don't know why. Oh my gosh, I've dealt with many divas in my life. And I would consider myself, because I know you and I had this conversation earlier. We were talking about, not on the show, obviously, but it was when we were like getting ready for the day. And we were having a conversation about the, like the different types of divas. So you have the bad divas, which act like that. Like, couch here, that there, get out, bye. And you act like a snob. So those are the bad divas, and they don't care about anybody else but themselves. But then there are the good divas, where, like myself, I would consider myself a good diva. Because I know what I want. But at least I'm respectful to other people. So if they wanted the extra room in my dressing room, guess what? They can have it. Because I don't need that much space. Thank you. That's a good diva because they think of the other people. Like, I'm one of those. I remember when I was a lead in a movie one time. Well, I've been a lead many times, but one of the times I was a lead in a movie and I had my own dressing room. And one of the girls, I noticed she was out in the hallway. Now, she was, I think, a support, minor role. But she had a couple lines with me, and I noticed her in the hallway, and I just said, "Hey, do you want to just share with me? I have a lot of space and I really don't need it." She goes, "Are you serious?" I said, "Yeah, come in here. We can chat about our scene and get to know each other and hang out." And she was like, I mean, she got tears in her eyes. And I wish more people would act like that. Because that's what I do. I do that. Because that's the kind of person I am. That's really sweet. And don't you say you don't do that with me. I have a smaller bathroom. I gave you the bigger bathroom. You did? Yeah. I gave you the bigger bathroom. Oh. Well, because, yeah, you knew what I was going to say. How is that? Oh, I have a gift. I'm pretty good at reading roomies pretty well. Well, good. Well, that really makes my heart melt a little bit. Thank you. Well, you're welcome. See, that's the kind of person I am. I could have been selfish and kept the bigger bathroom, but no. I decided to let you have the bigger bathroom. Oh, all right. Anyway, on that note, let's move on.
I can't take any more of this, Camilla. How do I let her know? How do I let Mummy know that I want to be king if I can't even get a word in? Oh, I want to be king, I want to be king, I want to be king, I want to be... Oh! You're right. I'm going into that office and I'm going to get my audience whether she likes it or not. Slap me again. Again.
Oh my god.
Harder.
Okay, let's get into that, please. It's just great that Camilla still doesn't talk, but she just, her eyes just say everything in this scene. Where she's like, "I'm going to have my audience," and she's like, you know, and she, like, that, it looks like she's going to growl at him, but not really. But I was like, "I want to be king, I want to be king, I want to be king." He's such a whiny person in this show. He's such a whiny person. Oh, it's hysterical. I love it. It's just so, it really depicts him perfectly. Really gives it, I mean, it's perfect. I mean, this is just absolutely perfect. All right, let's move on and see what happens with the queen. Oh my gosh, Louis's at the door. Louis is at the door with the guards. This is so good.
Boy, keep it moving.
Who's next?
I am, Mummy.
Don't let him in. Oh, hey, I didn't know you were here.
Hello, Mummy.
So, what can I do for you, Charles?
Too long have I gone without an answer to the one question so dear to my heart.
And what the fuck would that be?
I just wanted to, I wanted to know when...
Well, what is it?
When you wanted to have dinner this evening.
Get him out!
Did you hear her? I came at my bed! Bitch! Bitch!
Keep it moving, bitch! And I love that, by the way, for those of you that have never seen this, and if you ever plan to, it is pretty entertaining. The facial expressions that they've created are really funny. But I love the fact that the corgi is sitting, which is always true. She always has a corgi, at least one with her. I feel like every picture I see, she usually has whenever she's a picture at the palace or in their home in Scotland or whatever. It's like she always has one or two corgis at least with her. And I love the fact that the one in her lap at her desk is like, looks like it's about to attack Charles. The way they have that looking is just hysterical. Oh, I know. But she loves those corgis. And those corgis love her. They really do. I don't think I actually know the story about how the corgis, why corgis, that she loves them. Excuse me. Gosh, I'm burping all kinds of things today. Excuse me. Well, I'm actually not sure either. I never had an opportunity to ask her. I meant to, but I never got an opportunity. I guess that's just something we'll have to follow up with later. I think you're right. All right, well then let's move on. Just the fact that he did this whole, like, just Louis being in charge right now is just the best. Keep it moving, bitch. I just think... Anyway, let's, oh, we're at Meghan Markle's acting studio now. Let's, I love that it says, so the sign says, before I play, it says acting workshop with former Suits star Meghan Markle. And, oh my God, are those, it's like 5-star rating at 2 p.m. Like, what? I'm like, wait a minute, or is that supposed to be a star? I don't understand. It's a survival, but it kind of looks like a star rating. But anyway, let's play this.
Wow, look at all these people. You weren't kidding when you said Suits was a global and cultural phenomenon.
That's not my class. It's an AA meeting.
Where's your class?
Right there. Bye, guys. Remember, listening is key.
At least you had people.
They showed up for marriage counseling, so I kind of made it that. How was your first
day? Oh, my God.
I was fired. It was so hard. But they did let me take some expired cake pops home. Want one?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Oh, now we're back at the school. Oh my gosh. I was like, he got fired on his first day from being a barista. Like that. And I just love that. Oh, you had so many people. They came from an AA meeting. Like, oh my gosh. Just, I love the reek of desperation from them. It's just so good. Oh, anyway. Oh, and the fact that, yeah. She's like, oh, they showed for marriage counseling, so. I don't, in a way, I would think, what would it be like to be an acting teacher? Because can you imagine you go from a high caliber role? Because Suits, I mean, I've heard, it's, like we talked about, it was a pretty popular show. And, you know, so to go from that to probably one of the highest responsibilities in the world, to be a princess, and then to go from princess back to below where she was, even though she, yes, she's making a lot of money through deals and contracts with Netflix and Spotify and all of those. Oh, and Disney Plus and Discovery, I mean, all these things. But still, it only comes to show you that, in a way, her reputation is pretty much ruined. And that's the thing, I enjoy talking with Meghan whenever I saw her. Like, I don't hate the woman. Her desperation for fame and the fact that she's making... I just don't understand what they're doing. I just don't. I'm just disappointed, to be honest. I think a lot of people are. But I think that's a perfect depiction. So they let me take these expired cake pops home. I feel like that is a perfect level that they should be at in this show right now. Just saying. I couldn't agree with you more. All right, shall we move on? Let's. Now we're back at the school. Oh, now we're in the dressing room.
Is my tea ready?
Almost, sir.
And you got the manuka honey?
I did, sir.
And you're stirring it counterclockwise?
Just like Mariah likes it.
This tastes like it was stirred clockwise, but I'll let it go. I wonder how Sebastian's doing. Poor thing is probably a ball of nerves. It's not easy being an understudy, especially for me.
Ugh, I wish you could have seen my audition, oh. I'll take that Tony, Ben Platt.
Oh, God. Oh.
Owen, do you hear that? What is that?
I think it's coming from the auditorium, sir.
The riverside, a floating high and blue. Or maybe cool to be a little summer wind.
Aww.
Like once through everything and then away again. When a taste of dust in your mouth, oh,
hell yeah.
No need to know. Like sadness, you just
for George
fade
face.
Away. Cause you know. Back at it all, but it blows my mind. Don't do sadness, just don't care.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, I love that. Good for him.
Yeah. Wow. Yay. Welcome, Sebastian.
Woo. Yeah, George. Oh, that's a perfect way to stop. Oh my god. Oh my gosh, that's amazing. But go Sebastian. Hell yeah. Killed it. Oh my gosh, I can't wait to see part two and what that brings. But yes, see? Act like a bad diva. The good divas will always come about. Karma, baby. Anyway. Yeah, that is, wow. Yeah. Yeah, that's, I believe that's from Spring Awakening, that song. God, I think it is. Yeah. Because it's been a very long time since I've seen or listened to anything from Spring Awakening. Yeah. So anyway, yay. Good for Sebastian. I'm rooting for him now. Very much so. I am rooting for Sebastian. I'm very excited. Yeah. So the next one, which will be School Musical Part 2, will be episode 10. Oh my gosh. And after that, we have two more. Oh. Okay. I'm not going to think about it. Anyway, fresh out of options. It says here, fresh out of options, Meghan and Harry are forced to ask for help. Prince George questions his talent. Duh. Kate prepares for her royal exit. Charlotte colludes against the family. And the queen finally comes to terms with her next move. So the next episode will be very, very, a little more involved than this one for sure. So, yes. Well, So yeah, that's it, folks. So yes, we have, let's see, I'm trying to think. Yeah, we have two more. Yeah, after this one, we have, after next Friday. Yeah, we have three more Fun Fridays with Princess Chloe, everybody. I know, don't be sad. The fact is, we have three more. This isn't the last one. We have three more. So anyway, you will be seeing more of Princess Chloe in the future for sure. So don't fret. Don't just think, oh, we only have three more times and then she'll be gone. No, I promise you that won't happen. But anyway, so now, do you have anything to add on this episode at all, Princess Chloe? Do you have anything to, you know, contribute with that specific moment? Oh, the fact that he said, oh, it tastes, tea, it stirred, it tastes like it's stirred clockwise, but I'll let it go. I know. It's like, how do you even know? See, that's what I'm saying. Sometimes I go, what do you mean? Why are you being weird? You know? But anyway, because I've met some people like that. And I go, why are you like that? Like, it's like, what? I'm just appreciative for the tea. And that I would have a butler to stir the tea for me, even though I would stir it myself because I'm a grown. Well, then again, Prince George is supposed to be like 7 years old. So yeah, but still, it's really funny. But anyway, see, I told you Sebastian's going to knock it out of the park. I'm excited. So, but yeah, I mean, I guess if you have nothing else to add. Oh, Sebastian was lovely. That's all I can say. Sebastian is so good. Oh, anyway, so I'm excited. Did you ever do any school musicals when you were in school? I did. Oh, gosh. Oh, that's not true. I did Les Mis. Oh, did you were Les Mis? Who'd you play? Oh, I don't remember. It was one of the minor people. It wasn't a big role, but it was really good. And I think it was a similar situation. They knew I was a royal and wanted to stick me in the show just for cred. I don't know, but I guess they were nervous, just like Prince George gets cast in this role because he's a royal. So I think they did that with me. But instead of the lead role, it was the minor role, which is, I'm okay with that, though. I'm really okay with that. Yeah. Yeah, I could see that. It's not easy being a royal, you know. It's not easy. I still consider myself one, even though I'm shunned from the family. So, we will get into how you were. I will get that out of you. Maybe you will, maybe you won't. One day I will. Anyway. So, all right, Common Sensocrats, we are going to wrap this up, and thank you for listening, as always. I tried to make it a regular schedule this week, but of course, with, like I said, like I say every week, The elections are coming up, the local elections on November 2nd. So I'm trying to do everything I can to help out with that. I have events, I have other projects, I have other people to network with and talk with. And oh my goodness, it's been a crazy ride, but it's been fantastic. So, and I'm very blessed to have the opportunity to be this involved. So anyway, like I said, stay focused on your local elections. That's all I ask. You have a little over 2 weeks, just a little over 2 weeks. So get registered, get ready to go. And it's go time, baby. It's go. It's a go time. It's a go time. So please get involved in your local elections the best you can. Shoot, you could stuff bags, be a poll worker, whatever they ask for. Volunteer to go door to door still. I know there are some candidates out there that are asking for help with door to door still. So look for that. So if you are, wherever you are in the United States, wherever you are, please be focused on local elections. That is crucial. Anyway, because those are the most important, especially right now. So with that, until next time, Common Sense of Crats, look out for my new Satire Day tomorrow. And have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Bye. Thank you for listening to today's episode. If you liked what you heard, don't forget to subscribe and rate 5 stars in the Apple Podcasts. I need to spread the word as much as possible about this podcast, and you all are such a big help for that. So thank you so much, and I look forward to you all to listen to the next episode.